Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jameer. How may I help you?
Yes, Jameer. I think I may have accidentally asked for a meal plan that I don't want.
Okay, sir. If you will, please provide me with your zip code so I can pull up that account for you.
20906.
Okay. And may I have your first and last name, please?
First name Rico or Ricardo. Last name Valera. V is in violin. A-L-E-R-A.
Okay, yes, sir. So I was able to locate that account for you. If you will, please, sir, verify the mailing address for security purposes.
15219 Tottenham Terrace, Silver Spring,
yes.
Maryland.
So it says here that you entered into a contest for an iPad today. It looks like here you got enrolled into a meal plan app called Feast Planner. The meal plan app is an app that you download on your phone that comes with easy to follow recipe guides and tutorials on how to make your own meal plans to cut your sugar and carb cravings. And with that information, sir, what can I do for you today?
I am not interested in any information on a meal plan, and I want to make sure that my credit card was not charged.
Okay. So it was already charged. Give me one second. Okay, sir. I completely understand you want this account canceled. Looks like here I could offer to make this app $20 a month if you would like.
Can you understand me?
Yes, sir. I just said I understood you.
Can you understand me when I say I have no interest and I do not want any kind of meal plan or any way?
Okay, sir. So that would be a no.
Did you say you don't understand?
No, sir. I did not say that. I understood you the first time you said it, sir.
Okay, so are you going to guarantee me that my credit card will not be charged?
Again, it was already charged. That charge went through, sir. It was approved today. But what I can
Can you tell me what time? Can you tell me the time that it was approved?
I don't see a time. It just shows today the order date and that the status on that charge is approved. I can get you.
Okay, can you tell me the last four digits of the credit card on which it was approved?
It was 9109.
Yes, I don't want any charge on my credit card ending in 9109. Can you please credit my card number and refund my money?
Okay, sir. I can get you a 75% refund on this, sir.
Why only 75%? Why can't you refund 100%?
Because I understand that you said you accidentally enrolled into that. But those terms and conditions was on their website before you placed that order. So you did have the chance to read those terms and conditions before placing that order.
I don't remember having a chance to read any terms and conditions.
Well, it was on that page. It may have been at the bottom of that page, but it was
okay,
on that page.
Okay, is there any way, if you personally cannot guarantee me that the charge will be refunded. Well, how much is the charge, by the way?
It's $49.89.
Okay. Here's what I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't guarantee me that those $49.89 or whatever cents, if you can't guarantee me that I will not be charged that amount on my credit card, I will dispute the transaction with my credit card provider. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes, sir. So.
So why don't you? Why don't if you understand what I just said? Why don't you save me and your company the trouble of my disputing that charge and just credit me that amount right now without our having to talk any further?
Because, sir, again, I have to follow those terms and conditions just like you.
Okay, I'm notifying you officially right now that you are relieved of those terms and conditions. I don't want any charge on my credit card. Can
okay.
you do that for me?
Okay, sir. So I can. So there is a $5 setup fee. I can get you $45 back, sir.
Why can't you get me the $49
back? Because there is a $5 setup fee.
I don't care about the $5 setup fee. I don't want any charge on my credit card. And if you insist on not giving me a full credit, I will dispute the transaction to my credit card provider. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so don't tell me again. Don't repeat the phrase.
Okay, sir.
Excuse me. I'm speaking. Don't tell me again the phrase terms and conditions. I don't want to hear about terms and conditions. I only want a credit, full credit of $49 and whatever cents to my credit card. Can you do that for me now, or will I have to dispute the transaction?
Well, if you dispute the transaction, I won't be able to issue you any refund, but
if I dispute the transaction, you won't have to credit me. The credit card provider will make sure that I get my $49
yes,
and whatever cents back.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand that?
That's before they start the investigation. But when they start the investigation, they are going to lock this account and have us send them all the information on the account, which is your information, along with those terms
mm-hmm.
and conditions, and they will take that money back. But again, I did issue you the refund, and you should see it back in your account in the next 3 to 5 business days.
For how much will the refunds be?
$49.89, sir.
So then I'm not going to be charged any money on my credit card. Is that what you have told me, sir?
Well, that's not what I'm telling you. I'm telling you that you did get charged, and you will be refunded.
Okay. That's all right. So I was charged initially the full amount of $49 and something cents.
Yes, sir.
But I will be refunded that. I will be given a credit within 2 or 3 days of that $49 and something cents. Is that correct, sir?
Well, in 3 to 5 business days, yes, sir.
In 3 to 5 days.
Yes.
Okay. So within 3 to 5 days, I will have a full credit. A full refund of that $49 and something cents. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Again, that is a business day, so that won't start until Monday.
Fine. So next Monday, 5 to 10 or whatever business days you
It should
I
be there
see.
No later than the 25th, March 25th, your refund.
March 25th.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I don't get a refund by March 25th, then I will call the same phone number back.
Well, if you don't receive that refund, it wouldn't be on us. It will be on your bank to release those funds. So you can just contact your bank about their refund, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful rest of the day.
You're welcome, sir. And thank you for calling customer service. And I hope you have a great day as well, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.